Welcome back to the morning show. It's 5:40. We're going to jump in, do a little bit of sports at this particular time. Some good news. We were talking about Tiger Woods the other day and how he was out actually swinging, hitting the ball the right way. And apparently he is coming back for the first tournament since his back surgery. He's going to be coming back, and
that'll be today in suburban Washington, D.C. Yeah. It's a tournament that basically is funds his foundation, and that's why he's wanted to make an effort to get back for this one.
I'm going to make the assumption that some tournaments are much more physically challenging than others. I would think this is probably one that's not as demanding as
as demanding as a British Open or a U.S.
like
Open.
Like the Masters or something. Okay, yeah, okay. Sure. Well, it's good news, though. He's back in the running. Okay, now I have the stupid sports question of the day.
Okay.
All right, there's another report that Giants pitcher Tim Lincecum threw a second no-hitter against the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference, and forgive me, this is going to be a horribly stupid question. Are you ready?
Sure.
What is the difference between a perfect game and a no-hitter?
Walks and errors.
Yeah, walks and errors. Guys can get on with walks and errors, and you can still have a no-hitter.
Right, so a no-hitter.
A no-hitter means no hits. A perfect game means nobody gets on.
Nobody
26
even,
up, 26 down.
Nobody gets on. Nobody. They either strike out or they fly out.
Everybody makes
like
an
that.
Out, yeah.
Everybody gets out. Nobody gets on base.
Right.
Right. And there are usually a couple of no-hitters each baseball season. Yeah,
sure.
Two or three. Perfect games are very, very rare.
And there's a difference. No hitter means the pitcher is smoking. I mean, he's doing his gig. He's really rocking. Perfect game means the entire team is on their best day.
Yeah, because there's no errors, no walks.
Right. I mean, everybody's got to be on the sharp, and that's really hard to do.
And usually, in a no hitter or a perfect game, there's usually that one play where somebody in the field had to do something exceptional.
Right.
Diving, catch, close play at first, that sort of thing.
Go through the wall, break a few ribs, something to sacrifice himself for the thing. Okay.
All right.
Well, this is going to make Tom happy. The NFL has apparently agreed to uncap the $675 million they set aside for concussion-related claims. Previously, $675 was what was set aside. Federal judge questioned whether that would be enough. Apparently, there are 20,000 retired players. 20,000 divided by 675 million. Okay, that's $1.75 each.
You know, Roger Goodell says, you know, we're getting eviscerated in the press by this, and we've got zillions of dollars in the bank. Why don't we take care of this problem and get everybody off our backs and do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Good idea, Roger. Congratulations.
Critics, however, are saying they don't expect the NFL to actually pay anything more than $675, saying, oh, this is just a publicity stunt. Now, this whole issue was... Well, never mind.
I know you're going to hurry home today, by the way. 11 o'clock World Cup.
World Cup!
U.S.-Germany. In fact, there's a there's a permission slip making its way through social media that reportedly comes from U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann that gives you permission to leave work this morning and go to some official Team USA watering hole to watch the game and support the United States.
Sure.
What do you think this is? The college basketball tournament?
It's like, listen.
It's bigger than that for most people.
Did we get the promoter calling us and say, hey, we'll give you an authentic NCAA Wisconsin Badgers basketball? Huh? Huh?
No,
they're
not making soccer balls for that.
Tom and I got basketballs.
Right.
Okay, from the Final Four. I don't see any reason.
By the way, don't play with that ball out in the yard.
No, it's on my desk.
All right, okay.
It's on my desk.
Take it out in the driveway. It's like Leave It to Beaver episode where Beaver takes the Babe Ruth autographed baseball and they go out in the sand lot, knock it around, and get mud all over it.
I have it on my desk.
Mrs. Cleaver, we sure are sorry.
Yeah. Whoopsie, it's okay. No, I have that, and then I'm going to bring in from Flag Day. You guys haven't seen this. I was given a flag that flew over the Capitol on Flag Day for the presentation we had down at the 400 block. Beautiful framed flag, and one of the soldiers came up and gave me a shell casing from the 21 gun salute. I'm going to bring that into the office. You don't have a problem with the shell casing, right? That's not a real weapon.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. You never know with HR. It's a gun! No, it's a spent shell casing. It's not a real bullet. Okay, so here's the question that I've got for you. The 49ers have just built their new stadium, right?
Uh-huh.
San Francisco 49ers. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's like 80 miles away. I think it's in Fresno.
Right. It's in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
43 miles from downtown Frisco. So that raises the question, is that that is now the furthest away from the city center any stadium is.
Is it? Is that what it says? I
it's
don't know if that's true.
Now,
is that, because New England Stadium is far away from downtown Boston, right, and Buffalo Stadium is far away from downtown
Buffalo. The Patriots,
Buffalo,
okay, that's in here. The Patriots play their games 28 miles outside of Boston. All right.
But they're not called the Boston Patriots. They're the New England Patriots, right?
The Cowboys play 18 miles away from Dallas. The Cardinals play 17.9 miles away from Phoenix.
Yeah, but those metro areas, it's all just one big city, right?
Of course, the Giants and the Jets play in a different state.
In New Jersey, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Actually, the Giants are even more unusual. Yes, the New York Giants play in New Jersey. The Giants' practice facility is 3 hours away from their stadium. The Giants practice in Albany, New York.
Good grief.
You mean just for training camp?
No, that's where the Giants practice in between games. They traveled to their home game.
Why would they do that?
Because that's where they built their complex or whatever.
Keeping the players away from the trials and temptations of Manhattan, I suppose.
So home games are like road games for the Giants because you only see your home stadium when you're coming down there on game day.
Now, on the flip side, New Orleans Saints, downtown.
Yep.
Whenever the stadium is not filled with hurricane refugees, they are able to play there. The Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers are also about a mile away from the city center.
Oh, yeah, Detroit, Ford Field, and Tigers Comerica Park are right next to each other, right in downtown Detroit, just a couple of blocks away from General Motors headquarters.
All right. Very quickly here, there is a great NBA draft story, which is coming up tonight. ESPN has all the top college prospects there, and they put little bells in front of them, you know, like hotel bells, where you ring to get the bellhop to come.
Yeah.
And they say, when you hear something you agree with, please ring your bell.
Yeah.
Which one of you think you'll be the number one pick? And all five or six of them all rang their bells.
Of course, they should.
And then, all right, which one of you, if you're the number two pick, is fired up about playing for the Milwaukee Bucks? Not a single bell.
Oh, no, that's not true now. Jabari Parker, the guy the Bucks are expecting to draft, says he's going to be very happy to come to Milwaukee.
Yeah, he's going to be very happy to get a paycheck.
He's from Chicago. His father lives north of Chicago. Mm-hmm. I think the Bucks take Jabari Parker, and I think he's going to be very happy to be wearing the
I think that's great. He just didn't show it on TV last night.
Mm-hmm. Didn't want to be the odd man out. There's your sports information. We'll be back.
The World Cup presents questions asked by bandwagon American soccer fans.
Okay, you scored only two goals. Why do you get 3 points?
You call that a tackle.
Why are you still laying on the ground? Get up!
Why is the goalie wearing Mickey Mouse hands?
Pitch. I don't see anyone throwing a pitch.
I thought the game was 90 minutes. Why are they still playing?
Where is the scoreboard?
Offsides? Who's off? What? Where? How do you get offsides?
Don't you think it would sound better if they called it the Super Cup?
Damn it, we're America! Why are we not better at this?
Soccer, America's obsession, for about a month every 4 years.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.